Here, let's see. Okay. So today we're going to discuss another important topic in Basar B'Cholov. These are like the Asidus. And that is the question of Efshar L'Sochto Asur Umutar. So what does that mean? Say you have a chaticha of kosher meat, and say it was cooked with something non-kosher. Say non-kosher vegetables, non-kosher meat, you know, and you didn't have shishim. So you say chalev. You cook, not chalev, but chalev. You cook non-kosher meat with a piece of chalev. And you don't have shishim. So the piece of meat definitely became aser because there's no shishim. And now you take that piece of meat and you add to the pot and say now it was cooked with vegetables. And more than shishim, maybe shishim can even connect the whole chaticha, whatever you need, you have. So the question is, that piece of meat that got asered through chalev, because you cooked it with chalev, and there was no shishim. Now it's being cooked in another pot, after it became aser, with vegetables where you have shishim. So the vegetables are going to become mutter. The vegetables are mutter because they have shishim, kineged, say whatever you need. The market, the islay, is the market, the islay. Either kineged the chaticha, kineged the belia, whatever sheet you hold. But what is the status of that piece of meat that became usur with the chalev? Would we say that, what? That the belia of the chalev that was in the meat comes out of that piece into the vegetables and becomes bottle to the vegetables? What about that piece of meat? Does that piece of meat now become mutter? Because do we say that the belia of the chalev came out into the what? Into the vegetables. So now, maybe what? That original piece of meat is going to be mutter. That's the sheet of Efshar L'Sochto Mutter. Sochto literally means you take a washcloth and you wring it out. Right? So here, obviously, it's a euphemism. It means that you take the piece of meat that had the blia, you don't wring it out, but you cook it out, so to speak. And the blia, obviously the blia is going to come out, but... And it won't. And if you have shishim, it's not going to ask for the vegetables. But will the meat become mutter? Do we say that if the blia came out, so then it went into the vegetables or whatever, but now it's out of that original chaticha? Would we say no? The original chaticha, we could never be assured that enough of the blia came out that now it will be bottled with shishim inside the chaticha. Because originally it wasn't bottled, but now you cook it again. Right? So the question is, and so that's the two opinions. Efshar L'Sochto Mutter means that the original piece of meat, when it's cooked the second time, that had the blizzes will come out, and now the original piece of meat will be mutter. What do we say? Efshar L'Sochto Aser. That piece of meat is what? Is... always will be aser. Why? Well, we'll see. Like the Rashba says, because you can never guarantee. In other words, we always say l'chumra that it comes out, but maybe you can't say that l'kula, because maybe some of the blia is still in there, and there's still not shishim. And the Rashba has his famous phrase in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Teshuvas HaRashba on page 6. Amarti im kein matzinu hagola ba'ochlin. In other words, because if you're going to say that Epshel Asofto is mutter, then it's, so to speak, like doing hagola with food. But when do we do hagola? We do hagola with a kli. And the tam in the kli is niflat into the water. It's niflat into the water. But would you say that with an ochel? If you have a bli and an ochel, and then you cook it in water, now that I can be magil the potato, I have a potato that got cooked with treif meat, and now I take that potato and I put it into hot water, and now the potato becomes, if you'd say, efshel soft and mutter, then that's basically what you're telling me. That there's hagol ba'ochlin. That just like I could take a piece, a kli, and put it in hot water and it'll be folate. So too, I could do the same with a food item. And we usually assume there's no such thing as hagol ba'ochlin. Hakol is only the kalim. So that is the discussion. What is the status of the original piece of meat that became asur? And that's the discussion in the Gemara. Did Efshar Softo asur, Shmuel Revia, Efshar Softo mutter. So if you take a look, in the Teshuvas HaRashba, on page 6. So that's the question. Mashen estapek l'cha gam b'chelev shenofa l'kedera v'ein b'tavshil shebedeir shishim b'neser ha-tavshil v'chakech nofa l'socho heter. I said it about putting it into a second pot. He just gives it more simple. You cooked it with chalav, and then and there was no shishim, and now it became osur. Now more heter falls in than there is shishim, so if you keep cooking it, will the bliya eventually come out into the heter? So he says, so this is the shaila of Efshel Sochto, and he says, Amarti imkein matzin hagol ba'ochlin v'amu li mishvo in chanami. So he says maybe in a chanami, maybe it should be mutter. One second. Advar yelu b'tein v'asu l'shama v'ato. Yeah, so he said, but he doesn't like that. Ramuli Mishmo, he says, there was the shoyal that maybe in a chanami. Chatchila, he can't do it because they mevatel this in chatchila. But the Rashba says that it's not. He doesn't think it's true. He says there's nothing wrong with having it cooked, so you won't have, you'll have shishim now. That's like magil kelim. So, but don't tell me it's a problem of ein avad l'nisal chatchila, because you're not trying to mevatel the issa, you're trying to rid yourself of the issa. Just like we said, when you makshe kelim, it's not an issue of ein avad l'nisal chatchila. So what this fellow said, that the issue is that, is that really it should be okay, or it's only shalvei mevad l'nisal chatchila. Eil dvarim eil b'chelim v'asar l'shaman v'tarech v'stirasam u'bitulam k'moti z'man u'latala. As if you want to just even think about what he said and even spend time with so he's very sharp.
What is this whatever issue is being squeezed out of the meat is coming into the pot, though.
But I told you, the pot is the shishim. So this is... And this... One second. And if you look in the Bayis HaKotzer on page 7, in the Torah Bayis HaRashba, he says, "Dvarim elu shamarnu she'ein chaticha she'asura makmas b'li ashar ha'isurim nasas nevela ve'ina oseres elafi cheshbon ha'isha shabo." Mikol mokom, in other words, see, on one hand, we could say that maybe the shaila of Eser L'Sochto is Toloi and Chanan. Because if you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim, so now the whole thing became a Chefzer Shalisser, so then it's a Chefzer Shalisser. So now, of course, it's going to be awesome. But if you hold, you don't say Chanan B'Shari Surim, so it's only the Bliya, so I can get rid of the Bliya, I'm okay. So he says... No. Fisha Ishaba in a niflat lagami men of Ainu Bukhal Bitoka Hatish David Mosha in came bidova nivlo. He says it doesn't work that way. It's not Balua Aina, and therefore it's not. So that's the Rashba writes, if you look in the tour on page 9. Because of a Rashba Apple Pisha in Khatika Shabala Isunas is the Vela, for it's even so the Rashba holds like the Ben Ephraim. She'ena chatich shabolo yisur nasas levela. Ve'ena osera selufi cheshman yisur shabol. Afal pi king she'en afelis l'kdeira she'ish v'shishim. Levata l'isra abul shabol. Ena chatich ha'chozeres l'kadmusa l'heteira. It's never going to become mutter. What's the reason? In other words, obviously some of the issa is going to come out, but we don't know if enough of it is coming out that will have shishim. In other words, if you have a soup. And blood falls in the soup, and you don't have shishim, but now more falls in, so then it'll become mutter. Because, I mean, there's a discussion, we're talking about that, I didn't discuss whether you say there's a concept of chanan b'dover lach or not. But he's saying over there, you have blood in soup, and if you didn't have shishim, it mixed in, and then more water fell in, and now you do have shishim, so it'll be mutter. So that's the Rashba, but then the Torah says, "Ve'eni mevin dvarav the kevan." Where'd the other page go? You have a tour? Anyone have a tour? Anyone give you a tour? Yeah, somehow the page.
I have
a tour. He has. Sorry. Thank you. Then he says, "Any maven dvarv the kevish I call mitzvah levadlo or korcha tam disbal b'kulo the kevish disbal b'kulo im kain disbata." So the Torah disagrees, and he says, "No, since now we have shishim in the whole pot, so everything will help to be levadlo." So the Torah says it should be mutter. Yes.
It's interesting, like they're arguing in Gemara, isn't it just a machlokes? I'm a rayon in the Gemara. Like the Rashi was saying, in kenusa hagolva ofman, like it's way talking to say the other way. The same, but there isn't. Just I'm a rayon to say the other way.
Right.
So if they're giving started, I would have thought maybe just like
people who we passed
them,
right? Right. Okay. We're dining on what they already would don on 1,000 years before.
No, I was saying
which far we like, which far we don't like. Yeah. Okay. It's a little bit interesting.
and the Rashi doesn't know that even though it's not, even though it's not just obligatory, but I don't have, I may not have a sheer meaning. It
could be still possible. Yeah. Speaking once,
is there?
Yeah.
I mean,
in
the
Lagamri
doesn't mean something. It's also something
that
can have some
bonuses. Right. So this is, you know, when we were discussing about Salvechik's thing of Ein, which I wasn't happy with, of Ein Bittel Betchila Satarovus. Right. He said that you only have Bittel the beginning. Once he was Bittel, I'm very not into that idea. I'm into Asher Husham. That if right now it's Bittul to be Bottle. And I think that's what the Rashba said in the Hanami. If right now it'll be Bottle, it'll be Bottle. The only thing is I have no way of knowing for sure that enough of the Bliya came out.
Is the Rashba saying you don't know whether enough Bliya came out that what's left in it's not even Bottle to Shishim? Or is he saying that once it's a Shem Isser on it, we're not going to be Mafti of the Shem Isser? You know.
Right, so. Right, so we'll see. The Rashi seeming to say is that we don't know if it really came out. There's a Prima Gadim that seemingly says maybe like the Rav that since it's a Shem Isser, which you could learn.
To, you don't have to say Shem Isser means something.
Yeah. Oh, so how do we? So how does the Shulchan Aruch pasken on this question? Does the original Chaticha become mutter or not? So look in the Shulchan Aruch. So there are different places in the Shulchan Aruch to look at. Look on page 10. Katicha atzma ozeres lios muteres. Ooh, ah. So the Makabe here paskins, not like the Rashbi, that even the katicha atzma ozeres lios muteres. Okay, so what's wrong with that? The only problem is mamish astira that everyone goes crazy about. So let's see. Rush state on page 12. says the Heilige Machabe, Chatiche Shavala Yisra, Eva Shi Yishim Levadlo, Shadav Gon Geir. Eina says the Cheshman Yisra Shavala, Shi Mish, Mokdei Mitzur, Mechadi Hatsu, Shi Yishim Negan Yisra, Mutter, Vashim Teir. Aval Chatiche Atzma Asura, Lofi Shi Yisra Shavala, Eina Nipala Bimena Lagabre. Boom! That's a stira. That's called a vintage stira.
Aleph.
He says the Chaticha Atzma Asura. And then the other in Tzadi Beis, he says it becomes Mutter. Here he says it can't become Mutter. That is a stira. I tell you the discussion about the those that are in Mashiach know that the Dvar Shmuel. Shmuel Abu Hav. That is what Shmuel Abu Hav say. Shmuel Abu Hav says that the Shulchan Aruch was not written all by Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo wrote all the Beis Yosef, and then he gave it out to the Talmidim. You do this, you do that. And not everyone likes this Mahalach, but he said it. He was a Kadmon, so he's closer to the source. And therefore he says, Steers, you know, doesn't bother him, Steers. And Rav Avadi once showed me the Bir HaGro on Hilchos Yontif says, yeah, there's Steers in the Mechaber Kayadua. And he does it. So I thought that Rav Avadi's Gro with this Dvar Shmuel is very good. Because like in Hilchos Purim, is there Avelis in Purim or not? So that we discussed in Hilchos Avelis. So in Orachayim he says one way, in Yoreday he says another way. Right, one place he says there's no Avelis, one place he says Dvar Shem Tzinanoi. I'm a steerer. So that's a question. How are we supposed to deal with steerers of the Mechaber? So the Dvar Shmuel says the way I deal with it is I don't deal with it. Because it was, you know, by different people. Like, there's the famous biography about the Chafetz Chaim written by his son. He says, steers of Mishnah Berurah? Yeah. Because one was written by my brother, the other one was written by my brother-in-law, and my father, you know, gave him out to write the Talmidim. It was a big, how long it took 20-some years to write the Mishnah Berurah. So he gave it out. He has, you know, and I think Rabbi Hef says that about the final redaction of the Mishnah Berurah was done in this building. Believe it or not, this building. Yeah, Remendel was the Chafetz. Remendel's ox was the bochin of the yeshiva. He was the Chafetz Chaim son-in-law. Believe it or not, Chafetz Chaim son-in-law was the bochin in the yeshiva. Remendel. And can I tell you? He lived on the west side, in the same building with who? Ron Cutler. There's a Rabbi Peretsky, who was also the Bochel of this yeshiva, who also learned in Radin, also saw the Chafetz Chaim. Told me he used to go to the west side to visit. So once he was in the building, he would visit both of them at the same time. Ram Kotler and Remendel. That's pretty good. You know, in those days, you know, it wasn't easy to get Svarim in those days. So Ram Kotler used the YU library. I'm just saying, he came here. You know, because in the 30s, Rav Aaron walked in, gave a shiur from Europe. He came visiting from Europe, he gave a shiur. And Rav Chaim Zimmerman was trying to slug him up. He followed him back to the hotel. You know, in the 50s, when the Gadol Hador of Moshe Shatzkis passed away, then Rav Aaron just stood outside. He wouldn't walk in. Okay, these are different stories. And then after he passed away, Beresh Mandelman told me that Rav Shneur Katla returned the svarim that Rav Aaron had from the library. Again, I'm not saying he came here, but he sent them through Shlichus.
He used to care.
Okay, so this is a sphere. So what do we do with the sphere? No, it's a good sphere. So again, the Dvar Shmuel's attitude is okay, a sphere, you know, okay. The different shittas and no, so there are a lot of approaches to how to deal with the sphere. See some of the terutzim to the steer. In other words, we say the chatik asma is mutaris or not. So the Be'er Hagdola on page 12. Because of Beis Yosef, she came not to Achav, he came to Tshuva, Afal Kidwais, Botama, the Surah, came to Nesra, the Olam, the Surah, Achav, Yiflo, Kulo, Gamri, Odom, the Dover, Nivlo, he will Niflo, Vekanchem. He says, Vekan Chazer HaMechaber, in Mashakos of Leel Simon Tzadi Beis. He says he was Chozebo. He was Chozebo. In Kuvav, he was Chozer. But he wrote in Tzadi Beis. So the Be'er Hagdola says the Mechaber retracted. That's the Be'er Hagdola here on page 12. Okay? So that's one teretz. So he was chosen. Then he says, V'anochem ani has died in Mashkosel Le'el Shechazer Zalil's Muteret within Torah came to the end of Beno Sintam. The Kan Midrabon. And Achimino in Yandina. Moshe Kosov Leol Bukama Duchti. So he says, what's the two cases? What are the two cases? So in Tzadi Beis, what was he talking about? It was the most of the Lomba Shari Shul Zayas Chalem Shenivla B'chaticha Ve'im Ashishim V'adlo. And here he talks about Chatzicha Shabbat Yisra Ve'im Ashishim Levatol. So he wants to say that maybe that in Tzadi Beis is only Midoraisa. Came with Enon with no Sintam. It's Mutter Midaraisa, and here it means it's also Midrabanan. Still also Midrabanan because maybe we don't know.
Why is it no Sintam? Because it's Minu or because now I have Shishan?
Why is what?
It says in Tzadi Beis, if you make up because
Midian Torah,
right?
Came at the end of Beno Sintam.
Is it not Osintam because, well, now I have Shishan, so maybe that's not Osintam, Sephiroth Softo, or is it because you hold that talking about Chilam, or maybe it's Midamino, so it's not Midarais, because
it's
not
Osintam,
because Midamino, and
Chilam and Bosa. So I think he's saying that Midarais, you can assume it came out.
Meaning not because it's Midamino of Chilam and Bosa.
Right, maybe it's Mimashainamino even.
Right.
Maybe that's called Mamshenum, you know.
But so
Midaraisa and Achanami, you could assume that it came out. But and this is talking about still Chashash Derabbanan. It's a little shver. Maybe a lot shver. I'd rather say he was Chosebel. Truthfully, I'd rather say like the Dvar Shmuel, but. That was the first thing he said.
Right.
So let's see other things that people say about this. I mean, obviously, because probably, like Rav Shechter said, when you're arguing about what a person had in mind, probably, you know, if you assume that he wrote both things, he had one thing in mind, so. It's probably one right there to this kasha. Okay, so let's the shach on page 10 says vazafilu. So look in the shach on page 11. Tamei l'kaman reishim kuvav. Kosav da chatich atzim omenet v'yisur al-vishish shabba einu nifla minenu gamrei rabba v'asham hevin shem dvarim sosrim zel azel. So the Shach says, nope. Ain a betela be'elaf, a chamash v'lan, dein came b'shar yisurim. El the bottle barov, she'ain a makira, came to Yisur machmas atzma. As a few chatira atzma, chazeres v'yos muteres, v'mutu l'acho, v'yitzrach l'hashlech. So he says like this. Let's see. What was Sadi Beis talking about? Lo amr chatich adnas es veila el vasa b'cholof. Lo b'shar yisur. Kazay es chelev shenivlo b'chaticha vein l'shishim v'adlo v'nesvar v'chach b'shul v'mecheres ain tzorech l'shishim kitei kazay es chelev. Right? Faz afilo chaticha atzma chozeres l'yos v'teres. Right? And then in Kuvav, he says, so what's the difference? He says the reason why the chaticha atzma is mutter is the case is that the chaticha is in the pot with other chatichas, and And then you had chaylev that fell in, right? So chaylev asked this piece, and then this piece is in another kedera. So now it says in Echanami, the chaticha really should be aser, because that's what he said in Kovav. So why is the mutter over here? His mutter over here, because here it's in a pot with other pieces of meat, so it's bottle. It's not mutter because the b'liyah comes out. The b'liyah doesn't come out, like he said, a kovav. But here, this piece of meat had chaylev in it, originally, and then it fell in, say, to another pot with other pieces of meat. So then we say, well, if there's shishim, so then it'll be bottle in the other pieces of meat. And then the katicha atzma will be mutter, not because it came out. No, it never comes out. But it's bottle the shishim, the mimimino of meatballs and meatballs. So there's another factor over here in Sadi Beis. That's not only just a piece of meat alone where you know which one it is. Here, the second time it fell, you don't know which one it is anymore. So then maybe, so if it would be Basa B'chalav, so then, it's a Chaticha Roi L'Skabed, and it's Rach Basatzmo. So it's not bottle, but if it's a belia, this is only an is a belia, then it's not a din of isa machmas atzmo. I mean, it's a machmas balu, so it doesn't have a din of chaticha roilus kabeh. This is only from the belia, and the reason why it's mutter over here is because of the din bittel, the bittel and the other pieces.
Which reason are we saying? We think it's not machmas atzmo, or because it's.
No, in other words, the reason why it's mutter is because it's going to be bottled in the other pieces.
So why do you think
Kuvvav
it won't be because it's
automatically happening? Yeah, Kuvvav, it's not necessarily. Kuvvav is talking about. It's alone. You know where it is. So then this piece of meat you can't eat. But in Sadi Beis, that piece of meat that became us originally is balua and is mixed in other pieces of meat.
So
Kuvav is got a belia, and
sorry?
It got a belia. Say a potato got a belia from chaylev, and then you put that potato with vegetables, and the shishim, so the vegetables remain mutter, but the chaticha itself of the potato, we know which one had the belia of the chaylev, the potato. So just take the potato out. But if it falls into other potatoes, like Sadi Beis, so then I know which potato is the one. So then you could even eat the potato because the potato is going to be bottle.
What does that tell
us about Asher L'Softo? Asher L'Softo, Asur, Kuvav. The reason why it's mutter in Sadi Beis is not because Asher L'Softo is mutter. It's because it was bottle in other pieces.
We can't say anything.
Evgen L'Softo was really awesome. That's Kuvav. But Sadi Beis is another twist.
You can't learn out anything about
Evgen L'Softo from Sadi Beis. Yeah, Kuvav is really is. Right. Evgen Sadi Beis is not talking about the din of Evgen L'Softo. Sadi Beis is saying, really, it's awesome, but since it's bottle and the other chatichas. Right. And it's not called chaticha ruilus kabein because it's not his machmas.
Why would the machaber have to point that out?
Because he's telling you this halacha.
We don't know that chaticha is going to be bottle.
Because that's what he says the sif before. is he's telling you the din of chaticha in his kabe and gimel. So here he's saying, but that won't apply over here. Bas Mechalov, he's pointing out that then it has a din of chaticha in his kabe. So then even if it will be mud. Well, it will be mixed in other pieces. It's a chaticha or l'skabe. It won't be bottled. It's just a machlos atzma.
So what's the
mitzvah?
What is the mitzvah?
The regular case of that. You have a potato. Chayla fell in. Acid the potato. Now the potato is cooked with vegetables and the shishim. So the vegetables are mutter, but the potato is never going to be mutter because, and we don't. There's no bittul on the potato because it's nikar iser. So we know the potato is the one that's problematic.
That way, it's not learning the actual culture is offering. That's just kovav is just saying nikar iser.
No, avzal softo is also. If avzal softo is mutter, and there's no problem. So then it's mutter. So the Efsel Softo is awesome. Ah, but why isn't? And it's not going to be butter either because it's not the Bitarubis. Either because it's Nikar Isser or it's alone or whatever. So that's what he says. In
other people feel like it's here.
That it's that when he says mutter, is even if it's not Bitarubis, it's other pieces of meat. And it's mutter because Efshel Sochto is mutter, therefore they think it's a steer. The Shach doesn't, says it's not a steer. So that's another terrace. You know, I'm thinking, Rabbi Tuchman, that maybe, because there's someone supposed to say the difference between Mimamino and Mashenamino, maybe, but, no, I think that's the Baragola. I said it over wrong, the second teretz in the Baragola. That the second teretz in the Baragola is that Kosezo Mutabit in Torah came to Einabino Sintam. That's Mimamino. There is, I said it over incorrectly. There was the first teretz of the Baragolas, he was Chozerbo. The second teretz is that Sadi Beis is talking about Mimamino, because Chaylev is Mimamino. So it's only a Shaila of the Drabbanim. And the other case is the Shaila of. Of the Raisa, so Mamela it's Mimashenu Mino, right? It's Chuvav Mimashenu Mino? Yeah. What? Mimashenu Mino, and therefore will be more Machmer, right?
He said the Kanmidra
Bottas is Kapitan. What?
Yeah, Chuvav said the Kanmidra Bottas. Who's
Chuvav? What?
So the Erbola Chuvav says that the Kanmidra Bottas.
The Khan Midrabanan, meaning what? It'll be. There's a Tzadi Beis. It's talking about. It's called the Elshim Mutaros Leos. It's called the Mutaros. It's in Torah. Came to the end of an Osim Tam. Unless maybe it is right what I said. One second.
Yeah,
I think maybe I said it right originally. Okay, well, but then there's a placey. There's a placey on page 14. I thought the issue will come on. He also deals with the question. I'm not going to go to the Chasa, I'm going to go to the Chasa, I'm going to go to the Chasa, oh, he's saying that, he says that word, that the Kaman is Mim Shein Amina, the awesome Torah. Okay, Chashash, Kedas, and Machmir. Amakan, Mairi, the Chel Mosad, and Mim Amina. Right. He came to our Torah, like a kind of, he said, run a post to Makir. Okay, so he's the one who says that. What? No. The place he's saying, there's no taruvus here, according to the place. So the reason why, if you have a bli of mim shein amino, and then you want to assume that it came out, so then by the stakes are a derisive stakes, so you can't be making and assume it all came out. But in Sadi Bays, it's talking about mim amino. So therefore that the whole list is only drabbanim. So then you have a right to assume that when you cook it further that it came out. So that's a simple teretz. Yeah, Israel? Right. Only if the chelav was davuk, but here the chelav fell in. No, it's a davuk. So 1 second. So that's the placey.
How is the placey different than the shah?
The Placey and the Shach have nothing to do with each other. Because the Shach is saying that Tzadi Beis is talking about that the reason why it's mutter is not because we could assume that the Bliya came out. It's just it's bottle and all the Chatichos.
But that's only because
it's Mimimino. No. Even if it would be it's bottle. When it's bottle, so it's bottle. The other chatichas are right here. The question is, did the cooking cause the bliya to come out?
Right, but then the shach and kovav, then he, why doesn't he hold the kovav?
The shach and kovav, because that piece is a piece, it's alone. It's not mixed in with anything else.
And it is mixed with anything else, it's just mixed with vegetables.
Okay, whatever it is, but it's not a tarovus. So if it's not a tarovus, So you have the Beragol's first teretz, it was Kozabro. You have the Shach's teretz that it was bottle. You have the placey that you're more machmer by the rices than by the rabbanims. And now a prima godim is going to say on page 16. I'll give you time to go back. So he says, he's the one who says the opposite of the placey. In other words, we thought the placey says, but it's Mim Shein Amino, it's going to be Mochomer. Because that's a deraisa. So then, by deraisa, what right do you have to assume that enough came out that it should be bottle? Right? That's Kovav. Tzadi Beis is a Mimimino. It's only Drabbanan. So by Drabbanan, you only need Shishim with Drabbanan. So now do I have Shishim? Maybe not. I don't know Suffolk, so go to Kulo. But the prima gadim is going to say a different pshat. The lashon dochu. He says pufaket. That when it's member b'she'en amino, it's more kal, and when amino is more chomer. Right? So that's called, he holds it's called member she'en amino, chayla v'vasser, not like the prima, not like the placey. Have shall day to imu. In other words, if it's member she'en amino, did enough come out? Get a great to taste it. Do the ima. So you can verify. So then, well, why should you be mako? Verify. But maybe, you know, I have no way of verifying. Then, so therefore, after the theme, so therefore you can't answer. But maybe, you know, you can't, so he says like this, that, maybe, you know, so basically, Omer, the Khan Chalev, the Bosser, yeah, is Eino Mino. So therefore we go to Kula, Efshar Al Yidei to Imo. Well, come on, Bemino, the Efshar Al Mitame, so then what? You have to be Machmer. But by Chayil Vosser, so what is he saying? In other words, it'll be mutter if you taste it. Because you can taste it. In Sadi Beis. Because he calls Chayil Vosser Mimashayin Amino. So therefore, it'll be mutter if you taste it. Well, come on, Amino, the Efshal Mitamei. So then what? You have to be Machmer. That crazy placey, cause of hepech. So if I can't, with Mimino, it's a drabon, you can be mego. And Mimshein Mimino, you have to be machmer. And the Beragola's word is that, the second Beragola is that when it comes to, when it comes to Tzadi Beis, it just means it's Mutter Min HaTorah. Because when I told you have a right to assume it came out. And Kovav is just saying, but there's still a list of Drabbanan, because we Drabbanan, you have to be Choshish. So that's those are five Tirutsim. Five Tirutsim. Okay? Rabbanan, I have to do the Maran, Chuvah, the Maran, but we're going to have to do it now, because that will take time. So we still have to do more in this packet. But as I said to you in the past, it's worth, I don't know if I'll need a whole shiur in the next packet, but we still have to do the tshuva of the Maran Lublin and Rabbi Kivager. Okay. So I wish you a good Shabbos. And as Hashem, Monday will continue. But Rabbi Sai, I tell you that you got to, you know, cause it over. It's Rabbi Tuchman said, this is the meat and potatoes of, you know, the 6 hour thing is nice and the other thing is nice, but this is the rigor of Vasim Cholov, the Hanan, the Shiurim, then 20 years from now you'll finally fully understand it, but if you don't understand it, go to Rabbi Tuchman now 15 times over and discuss it. Okay, I have like 10 phone calls to return.